Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Braze, ticker BRR, a company that's making waves in the customer engagement software space. If you're looking to understand whether this stock is a potential addition to your portfolio, stick around because we're covering everything from financials to valuation, recent performance, and more. Let's get started. First off, let me give you a quick overview of what we're dealing with here. Braze is a tech company focused on helping brands connect with their customers through personalized real-time interactions. Think of it as a platform that powers digital marketing and engagement across multiple channels, like email, push notifications, and in-app messaging. With the rise of digital-first consumer behavior, companies like Braze are becoming increasingly vital for businesses aiming to stay relevant. So, let's unpack what makes this company tick and whether it's worth your investment dollars. Let's talk about who Braze is at its core. Founded in 2011 and headquartered in New York, Braze has positioned itself as a leader in the customer engagement platform space. Their mission? To help brands build stronger relationships with consumers through data-driven, cross-channel messaging. They've got a wide range of tools, from data ingestion to campaign orchestration, and they serve clients worldwide. With over 1,600 employees and a focus on innovation, especially in AI and personalization, Braze is catering to a growing need in the market. Their CEO, William Magnusson, has been steering the ship with an eye on expanding their tech stack to meet modern marketing demands. It's a competitive space, but Braze has carved out a niche by emphasizing real-time engagement, something that's critical in today's fast-paced digital world. Now let's get into the numbers, starting with revenue. For the fiscal year 2026, Braze reported total revenue of about $738.2 million, a significant jump from $593.4 million in 2025. Breaking it down by product segments, subscription revenue makes up the lion's share at roughly $701.8 million, while professional services brought in about $36.3 million. Geographically, the United States accounts for $405.1 million of their revenue, with the remaining $333.1 million coming from international markets. This shows a fairly balanced global presence, which is a good sign for diversification. The consistent year-over-year growth in revenue is impressive, especially in the subscription segment, which points to a sticky, recurring revenue model, something investors love to see in software-as-a-service companies. Moving on to earnings, Braze's latest results give us a mixed bag to unpack. In fiscal year 2026, the company posted a net loss of $131.3 million, or a loss of 1.22 per share. That's a slight widening from the $103.7 million loss in 2025, or $1.02 per share. While top-line growth is strong, profitability remains elusive, which isn't uncommon for high-growth tech companies reinvesting heavily into R&D and expansion. On the positive side, their gross profit margin is solid at around 67%, showing they're efficient in delivering their core services. The key takeaway here is that while Braze is still in the red, their revenue trajectory suggests they're building a foundation for future profitability, especially as they scale. Let's dive a bit deeper into what management had to say during their fiscal second quarter 2026 earnings call. They highlighted strong financial performance, with revenue exceeding expectations, driven by robust demand for their customer engagement tools. The team emphasized their focus on AI-driven innovations, which are helping brands personalize interactions at scale. They also pointed to growth in enterprise adoption, with larger clients signing on for long-term contracts. Management is optimistic about the road ahead, expecting adjusted operating profits to improve significantly in the coming year. This confidence in AI and enterprise demand signals that Braze is positioning itself as a critical player in a rapidly evolving market. All right, let's take a closer look at Braze's financial health through their key statements. On the balance sheet for fiscal 2026, they've got $124.3 million in cash and cash equivalents, with total assets at $1.11 billion, against total liabilities of $489.6 million. Their current ratio sits at 1.35, which indicates they've got enough liquidity to cover short-term obligations, always a good sign. However, retained earnings are negative at $708.1 million, reflecting those ongoing losses as they prioritize growth over profitability. On the cash flow front, Braze generated $71.4 million in operating cash flow for 2026, a big improvement from $36.7 million in 2025, and free cash flow came in at $61.9 million. This positive cash flow trend shows they're starting to generate meaningful cash from operations, even if net income is still negative. Return on equity is at -22.8%, and return on invested capital is -18.6%, both reflecting the challenges of turning growth into profits at this stage. Overall, the financials paint a picture of a company with strong growth potential, but a clear need to tighten the path to profitability. Now, let's talk valuation. Braze is currently trading at a price-to-sales ratio of 3.64, which is reasonable for a high-growth SaaS company, but still reflects a premium. Their price-to-earnings ratio isn't meaningful right now due to negative earnings, so we lean on forward PE estimates. Analysts peg the forward PE for fiscal 2027 at around 37.6, dropping to 24.2 for 2028, suggesting the market expects profitability to improve over time. With a market cap of about $2.62 billion and an enterprise value of $2.64 billion, Braze isn't cheap, but it's not wildly overvalued compared to peers in the software application space, where the industry average PE is around 59.8. The beta of 0.89 indicates it's less volatile than the broader market, which might appeal to risk-averse investors. My take? The valuation seems to price in a lot of future growth, so execution will be key. Let's break down Braze through a SWOT analysis to get a holistic view. Starting with strengths, their strong revenue growth and high gross margins show a scalable business model. Their focus on AI and personalization tools positions them well in a competitive market, and their global reach adds diversification. On the weaknesses side, persistent operating losses and negative net income are a concern. Investors need to see a clearer path to profitability. Opportunities. Braze faces threats from intense competition in the customer engagement space, with players like Salesforce and HubSpot vying for market share. There's also the risk of generative AI disrupting parts of their business, especially in content creation and campaign optimization. But opportunities are abundant. Rising demand for digital marketing solutions and enterprise adoption of AI-driven tools could fuel Braze's growth. If they can capitalize on these trends while managing costs, they've got a real shot at becoming a leader in this space. Let's check out Braze's recent stock performance. Over the past year, BRSA has taken a beating, down nearly 58%, underperforming both its industry and the broader tech sector. Shorter term, it's down 29% in the last month and 36% over the past 3 months. Clearly, sentiment has been rough, likely tied to ongoing losses and market concerns about tech valuations. However, a recent surge, spurred by strong Q4 results and a $100 million share buyback announcement, shows there's still investor interest when the news is good. Looking at the chart, we're seeing some support around the $23 level, but it's still far from its highs. For short-term traders, this could be a speculative bounce play if positive momentum continues, but long-term investors might want to wait for more consistent profitability signals before jumping in. Now, let's dig into an intrinsic value analysis to see if Braze is priced fairly. Using a discounted cash flow approach, we can project future free cash flows based on their recent growth trends and margins. Given their revenue growth rate of around 24% year over year and improving free cash flow, $61.9 million in 2026, we'll assume a conservative growth rate of 15% for the next 5 years, tapering down to a terminal growth rate of 3%. Discounting these cash flows at a 10% rate to account for risk in the tech sector, we can estimate an intrinsic value. After running the numbers, the intrinsic value per share comes out to roughly $28, compared to the current price of $23.13. This suggests Braze might be slightly undervalued based on future cash flow potential, but it's a close call given the execution risks and ongoing losses. If they hit their growth targets and move toward profitability, there could be upside here. However, this is a high-risk, high-reward play, so tread carefully. So what's the bottom line on Braze? They're a high-growth player in a hot sector, with impressive top-line numbers and a clear vision for leveraging AI and personalization. But the lack of profitability and competitive pressures mean this isn't a slam dunk. If you're a long-term investor with a stomach for volatility, Braze could be worth a closer look, especially if they keep delivering on revenue and start narrowing losses. For now, I'd rate it a cautious watch rather than a buy. What do you think? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and don't forget to like and subscribe for more deep dives like this one. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next video.